Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there. From CNN, I'm Paola Ortiz with the 5 things you need to know for Saturday, November 25th. An Israeli official has told CNN 14 Israeli hostages are expected to be released sometime today. That number adds up with a statement from Israel saying 42 Palestinian prisoners would be released today as well. Since the truce agreement between Israel and Hamas includes swapping 3 Palestinian prisoners for every Israeli hostage freed, the Israeli Prime Minister's office believes 213 people are still being held hostage in Gaza following the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel. Yesterday, 24 other hostages were released as part of the truce. Onlookers celebrated as they were brought back into Israel, where they received medical treatment. Meanwhile, in Gaza, civilians return home to try and salvage what they can during the truce, as warnings trickle down from the sky reminding them that the war is far from over. CNN's Jemana Karache reports.
The Israeli military dropping leaflets on Friday, warning people that the war is not over, it will soon resume, and telling them to stay away from northern Gaza and its troops. Many still tried to head back to the homes they fled, nothing more than the clothes on their backs, to see what's left and grab what they can find, including their dead.
Derek Chauvin, the former police officer convicted for the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, was stabbed in prison. That's according to reports from the New York Times and the Associated Press. The incident happened at the Federal Correction Institute in Tucson, Arizona on Friday. A source familiar with the incident told CNN that Chauvin is in stable condition. He was transferred to a hospital to be treated for his injuries. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said in a statement that Chauvin was, quote, duly convicted of his crimes, adding that, quote, he should be able to serve his sentence without fear of retaliation or violence. Chauvin is currently serving 2 concurrent sentences for his involvement in Floyd's murder. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, the country's Air Force saying they've received the largest drone attack from Russia since the start of the war. Air defenses operated in 6 regions of Ukraine, intercepting 74 of the 75 drones that were launched at Kyiv from multiple directions, the military said. Ukraine's Ministry of Energy says 77 residential buildings and 120 establishments lost power supply in Kyiv because of the attack. The CDC says 2 people have died and at least 99 others have become ill in a salmonella outbreak tied to contaminated cantaloupe and cut fruit. Cases have been reported in 32 states in connection with this outbreak, and 45 people have been hospitalized so far. The 2 deaths were reported by health authorities in Minnesota. The CDC says it will continue to investigate the outbreak to identify any other cantaloupe or cut fruit products that may be contaminated. Recalled cantaloupes may have a sticker that says Rudy or Malichita with a number 4050. Health officials in Canada are also investigating, since some cases have been diagnosed in that country as well. Up next, the greatest of all time gets his own museum in his hometown.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back. LeBron James's legacy will be on full display in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. The LeBron James home court will feature a museum that opens today, showing off many of the 38-year-old's milestones. It'll feature a recreation of the apartment James grew up in, his high school McDonald's All-American jersey, the legendary all-white suit he wore for the 2003 NBA draft, and more. The museum says it will be a, quote, multimedia storytelling experience. It'll allow fans to catch a glimpse of LeBron's life with never-before-seen items of his journey from Akron to the NBA, Olympics, business, philanthropy, and all other endeavors in his iconic career. That's all for now, but we'll be back at 3 p.m. Eastern with more news.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.